This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi everyone, this is Kazim Ali, author of The Voice of Sheila Chandra, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of August. I hope you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
Hello, I'm Joan Retallick, and I'm going to read three poems from Polities and or Sonnets, nine enigmatic quatrains, three stealth couplets. 1. The feminine subject and or dispossession and or the post-human and or aren't we all post-racial yet? And or the lure of technocracy, and or freedom to fail, and or an imaginary racism, and or the fanaticism of the apocalypse, and or a biography of ordinary man, and or the feminine subject, and or general theory of victims, and or intellectuals and power, and or the insurrection of the victim, and or classification struggles. 2. Clint Eastwood's America, and or Spike Lee's America, and or Alfred Hitchcock's America, and or Steven Spielberg's America, and or Martin Scorsese's America, and or Foucault now, and or Derrida now, and or Rancière now, and or Nancy now, and or Xenofeminism, and or narco-capitalism, and or why philosophize, and or PlayStation dream world, and or persons and things. 3. Human dignity, and or dream notes, and or abstracts and brief chronicles of the time, and or the feminine subject, and or old women in bloom, and or the art of freedom, and or Eve escapes, and or Zero's neighbor, and or philosophical introductions, and or five approaches to communicative reason, and or the triumph of religion, and or networks of outrage and hope, and or search engine society, and or a history of silence. The Andor Sonnets are derived from the 2018 Polity Books Catalogue of Literary and Cultural Studies, new and recent titles. There are found poems and there are serendipitous collaborations. The Andor Sonnets are a bit of both. When the Polity catalog turned up in my mailbox, I was struck by syntactic similarities from one title to another. There was something oddly, delightfully playful about all those declarative phrases promising so much, so boldly competing with one another. I decided to compose an experiment that turned out to be the 14-line spates of repartee among selected titles. The sonnet form was probably an attempt at enough formal decorum to retain the force of polite in polities, despite the annoyingly persistent and/or interventions.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.